phrase that says, I don't feel like I'm going to keep you very long. And I am currently working on something. I feel extremely strong about. Been weighing on my spirit for quite some time, and I am working on it, and it's not ready. It's like taking a loaf out half baked. It's not ready, and so God help us. I'm probably going to start that or just do everything Sunday night. I don't feel like it's a one and done. And as a matter of fact, no, it's not. But I'll probably launch off on that Sunday night. Praise God. But here we are tonight. And so I saw that I was not going to get done. And I said, God, what do I do? What do I do? And so I just stopped everything. It was, I don't know, 5:30. I knew I wasn't going to be done. So I just stopped everything, came over to the sanctuary to pray. After some time, I feel like the Lord put this in my spirit. I have preached it before, but I feel like it's right for tonight. Amen. 2 Kings chapter number 2. And we're going to begin reading at verse number 9. It came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass as they went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes, and he rent them into pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elisha that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Praise God. I'm just going to simply preach here for a little while, somewhere between the promise and the miracle. Amen. Praise God. Somewhere between the promise and the miracle. Hallelujah. Let's ask the Lord to help us here today. God, we need you tonight.
Hallelujah. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, have your way, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's talk to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we praise you and magnify you, God. We're asking you to help us here tonight. Asking you, God, to let the anointing of the Holy Ghost to fall in this place today. God, let it fall like fresh rain, God, like a fresh fire from heaven tonight. I pray, God, that you would anoint this place that it might be able to destroy the every yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, speak to us, Lord Jesus. Have your way in this place tonight, God, and we'll be quick to give you the glory and the honor. In the lovely name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, Savior, 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 Savior. I worship you today. I worship you today. I worship you today, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen and amen. God bless you, and you may be seated tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. The wise man said in Proverbs chapter number 13 and verse number 12, hope that is deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Praise God. Hope that is deferred maketh the heart sick. Paul told the church in Rome, he said that hope that is seen is not yet hope. For why doth a man yet hope for the things that he sees? Praise God. We also know that the things that we can see are temporal, but it is the things which are unseen which are eternal. Praise God. And so when we put all of this together, and with the promise here, and just giving us a seed of hope, just giving us a bit of faith, a bit of hope there. From the Bible teaches us that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. And so we get this little bit of hope within us. And then all of a sudden, it seems like it just does not blossom. It doesn't come to pass. It doesn't come forth to fruition. It just seems that it just was a promise of the ages, a promise of the yesteryears, a promise that is almost forgotten, a promise that is in a Bible somewhere with a date that is maybe a decade or two long ago. But nevertheless, I'm here to tell you tonight that if God spoke it, then it is a promise and it will come to pass. Praise God. The Bible teaches us in the book of Titus, and it also teaches us, amen, that by two immutable things in James, he said that by two immutable things, that it is impossible for God to lie. Amen. Paul told Titus about a God that cannot lie. And with that said, I believe that his promises are yea and amen. As a matter of fact, this book that we call the Bible is filled full of promises. Amen. And we know that though heaven and earth would pass away, that the word of God shall never pass away. That though the flower would withereth and the grass would fade, amen, the word of God will stand forever. Praise God. Amen. I want to remind you tonight that the book that we call the Bible, amen, made of the promises that have been given unto the church. They are not just promises given unto the church, but our God is bound by the counsel of his own will to fulfill the promises that are in this book. Praise God. Amen. He's not going to put it in the book and then all of a sudden decide, I wish that I wouldn't have said that. I think I'm just going to renege on that. No. For we know that we will be judged out of the books. We know that the books are going to be open and that we're going to be judged by the books. And so there is judgment that is coming through the books. Amen. But at the same time, there are promises that are made in the books that we can claim. Amen. That we can stand upon. Amen. And we can see the passing of these promises in our lives. Some of these promises are prophecies concerning things that are yet to come. Things that we may or we may not see in our lifetime, but there are so many promises that are made unto you and me that we have got to get a hold of, and we've got to proclaim it and stand upon his word. This is why it is important for you to, amen, not just to listen to preaching, but to get into your Bible and to read your Bible. And your Bible will begin to minister to you. And you will begin to see some of the promises that are in the Bible. Amen. We're not Catholics around here where the Bible is chained to the pulpit. And everything that you need to know will be given unto you from some priest or from a pulpit. Amen. But the word of God is alive, and it is for every one of us to read and to take, amen, and to apply it unto our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wonder how many of us are living subpar, amen, from what God would really have us to live, because that we are unwilling to find the promises. Amen. Jesus said,
said, it's like a man that when he had discovered a pearl of great price, that he goes and he sells everything that he's got, and he purchases that field, and so that he might have that pearl. I want you to know that there are wonderful gems. There are golden nuggets. There is a pearl of great price that is in this, even that requires a man to give his entire life for. But friend, when you give your life for the pearl of great price, amen, I want to talk to you, amen, about where Jesus said that if I go away, I'm coming back to receive you unto myself. And if I go away, I'm going to go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Paul said it in a sense, if I had hope in this world only, I would be of all men most miserable. But Paul knew that there was something on the other side of life's door. There was something beyond today. There was something, amen, that he could look forward to. Even when he wrote unto Timothy and he told him, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Amen, he said, I have kept the faith. He was ready to be offered. Amen. He was ready to receive the promise that God had given unto him. Praise God. Every one of us here tonight, you have either received the promise or you have been given the promise. Amen. We know that the promise was spoken of in the book of Luke, chapter number 24. Amen. 49, Jesus said, behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry ye there in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from upon high. In the book of Acts, chapter number 1, and verse number 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise, amen, of the Father. Wait for the promise of the Father, which he hath said, ye have heard of me. Amen. There are some days that have passed here, amen, from the Lord speaking unto them, and them getting in the upper room and beginning to tarry there. It would have been nice to have received the promise on day one. It would have been really good to receive it on day two. But I want you to know that by day five, they still had not received the promise. But nevertheless, they were still doing what Jesus had commanded them to do. Praise God. Paul told them in Hebrews, he said, you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Hallelujah. You might receive. Let me talk to you about the Old Testament. He said, and these all died in the faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off. But nevertheless, they were persuaded of them, and they embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims upon the earth. We know that Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. We know that he was the friend of God. We know that Abraham, that Moses was faithful unto God until the day that he died. We know that there were those that were sawn asunder and that were fed to the lions, and they didn't receive the promise. But friend, amen, Paul didn't stop there. He said, but we have received something far greater than that. Back in Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 39, he said, after that they had received the promise, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I'm telling you here tonight, Amen. That the promise was for those that was in the upper room. But when it came down out of the upper room, amen, there was an extension that was put upon the promise. The promise was for all of them and for their children and for their children's children and for everybody that was so far away, even down into 20 and 21. I've got a promise. I've got a promise. Amen. And the promise is I can have the Spirit of God abiding on the inside of me. For some of you, that may not excite very much, but when I begin to read about the power of God, amen, and when I understand that He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen, we understand that He represents all three of these offices, but He is the one God. He is the mighty God. He that is from above is above all. Amen. He said, if you believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Later on, He began to tell them, amen, that they would become the sons of God. We're not preaching about little demigods running around, but I am preaching about a God that made Himself manifest in flesh, amen, and ascended up into heaven, is now living in the hearts of mankind. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things. When you've got the Holy Ghost inside of you, you've got power over all the abilities of the devil. When you got the Holy Ghost inside of you, you can do great things. Jesus said, greater things shall ye do than what you have seen me do. Amen. I think that was a promise. I said, I think that was a promise. Don't tell me to sit back on the backside of Henry somewhere and just exist. Don't tell me to sit back on the backside of a wilderness and just twiddle my thumbs until Jesus comes. He said I could have greater. He said that I could have more. He said that I could see more than that. I want to see everything that He did, and I want to see more than what He did. It's a promise that I can have. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I believe that God wants to ignite our faith here today. Amen. God wants to give us a revelation that if God be for us, then who can be against us? God wants us to understand, amen, that He's put some promises in there. Amen. That it's up to you and I to find and to stand upon them. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to stand up and say, God, You said by Your stripes, I am healed. I'm claiming that promise here tonight. I'm standing upon that promise tonight. God, You said it. I believe it. I accept it. And I am expecting the miracle of healing to flow through my body. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And so there are promises that have been made. Even such as when Elijah made a promise unto Elisha. Elisha told him, he said, I want a double portion of your spirit. He said, okay, if you see me, when I am taken from you, then you'll get the double portion. But if you don't, then it's not going to be the case. Ah, that didn't happen the next day. Things began to happen. As a matter of fact, Elijah looked at Elisha three different times and said, stay here. Ain't no way. I got a promise. I got a promise. Just stay here and you'll be okay. It'll be fine. I got a promise.
I'm following you. Wherever you go, I'm going to go. The next time, Elijah just kind of threw it out there. Just go ahead and just stay here. I'm going on down the road. Mm-mm. Nope. I'm not missing it. I'm not missing it. Ain't no way. Ooh, Jesus. Some of you, God's made a promise to, and God wants to fulfill that promise, but He can't get you to keep up with Him. If you're a little bit tired, you'll miss church and you don't know. Maybe your miracle was right there in that service. Any little thing can cause you to miss church, or any little thing can cause you to sit down and get upset. Maybe you come to church, amen, but you just sit there and twiddle your thumbs because you've had a bad day, amen, or somebody got on your nerves, amen, or you don't feel like worshiping here tonight, amen, and all of a sudden God's standing up there saying, you know what, I've got a promise that's waiting for you tonight, but it's in how that you respond to what I'm doing right now. I wonder how many times we have missed our miracle. We have missed our answered prayer. We have missed, amen, the promise that God wants to do to us, all because of how that we feel. I don't feel like running the aisles. I don't feel like worshiping. I don't feel like lifting my voice. I don't feel like clapping. I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like, amen. I'm just saying that if you knew that your miracle was going to happen tonight, there is nothing that would stop you, amen, from giving God your best. If you knew that your miracle was predicated upon your worship, friend, you wouldn't have sat down from the time that you walked through those doors. Hallelujah. What does God have to do to get you to follow after Him? Amen. Elijah just simply said, if you see me when I depart, you can have your miracle. If you see me, if you see me, he didn't tell Elisha. Now that's going to be on October the 13th. That's going to be on October the 28th of 20 and 21. He didn't tell Elisha when it was going to be. He just simply put it out there. If you see me when I depart, it's yours. But if you don't, it ain't happening. And by the way, why don't you stay here? I'm going to mow on down to the city. Ain't no way. There ain't no way. Where you go, I'm going. If you sit down, I'll think about sitting down. But if you're walking, I'm walking. If you're trotting, I'm trotting. But there ain't no way I'm about to let you out of my sight. Why? Because Elisha had a revelation. I'm somewhere between there. Amen. I'm somewhere between here and there. I'm somewhere between the promise and the miracle. And I'm not going to miss my miracle. I'm not going to miss my miracle. Elisha, everybody else is sitting down, and everybody else, amen, is just taking it easy. I don't care. I don't care. I got a promise. I got a promise, and the promise had a contingency that said that if I see him when he's taken away, I'll get my promise. You can sit there if you want to, but I'm going for my promise. Amen. You can miss if you want to, but I'm going for my promise. You can hang out if you want to, but I'm following for my promise. Amen. You can twiddle your thumbs if you want to, but I'm searching for my promise. I'm looking for my promise. It may be today. It may be tomorrow. It may be next week, but I'm not going to miss my promise. I'm not going to miss my promise.
God has promised that you would stay faithful, that God would save your children. God has promised that if you would stay faithful or that you would do, that God would provide. Amen. I want you to know that He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Our God is not on welfare. Amen. He's not looking at going bankrupt. He's not worried about the economy. He's not worried about the government. He's not worried about anything. The only thing that He's doing is getting ready for a rapture to take place, to call His bride out of this world. Praise God. And I believe that we are sitting on the verge of a rapture. I believe that we are sitting right on the edge. Amen. I believe that if we could look up through the eastern sky and peer into heaven, I believe that we would see Michael, amen, the Archangel Gabriel, warming up the trumpet. Making sure the valves are nice and oiled and ready, and he's getting ready to sound it. He's just waiting. He's waiting because there is a promise. There is a promise that one of these days the trump of the Lord is going to sound. And the dead in Christ are going to rise. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm looking for that promise. I'm looking for that promise. Amen. But you know, some of you have other promises. Amen. You got promises that happen, amen, supposed to take place before the rapture. Amen. There were those in the book of Hebrews that never seen their promise come to pass. But nevertheless, the Bible said that they believed it like it would always come to pass. Amen. And it was counted, amen, as faithful unto the Lord. They wound up in Faith's Hall of Fame chapter. Amen. And Abraham, he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God down here on the face of the earth. But when Lazarus looked up into Abraham's bosom, he saw, amen, or when the rich man looked up into Abraham's bosom, amen, he saw some things. Abraham, you're not going to find the city that you're looking for down here, but one of these days you're going to walk right out of this fleshly garment, amen, and the corruptible is going to put on incorruption, and you're going to walk upon streets of gold and view walls of jasper up there, and you're going to be standing with the saints of the Most High. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You say, well, we've seen a lot of good things happen. I think that might be sufficient. I just want you to know that in the Bible, if that would have been sufficient, there'd have been a lot of miracles that would have never happened. Jesus sitting there feeding the 4,000. Is that sufficient? I mean, my God, what more do you want him to do? He's feeding 4,000 with a few loaves and fishes. Come on, y'all just calm down. This is good enough. He told the disciples, get in the boat and get out of here. See you over on the other side. That was a promise. And when they made it to the other side, here comes a man, demon possessed, running down. And Jesus cast the devils out of him. And he's clothed and in his right mind. And there is a great revival that transpires. And that man stays there telling everybody about the wonderful works that Jesus had done for them. If the 4,000 would have been sufficient, there would have been a lot that would have been left undone. That happened in Mark 4. In Mark 5, you've got the demon possessed. What about the entire remainder of the book? Amen. That would have been sufficient if we would have just stopped in Mark chapter number 4. We see the same thing that happened. Amen. In Matthew chapter 14, he told his disciples to go straightway and to get on the boat. And they went over. And Jesus had just fed the 5,000 besides women and children there. But in Mark chapter number 15, the disciples get critiqued for eating with unclean hands. And Jesus, amen, that a man is defiled by. Amen. Comes, Jesus tells him that a man is defiled by what comes out of his mouth. Amen. But then Jesus heals the Canaanite's woman daughter who was possessed with a devil. Amen. I'm just telling you, you may have seen a lot of great things, but there's yet great things to happen. God just wants to know, are you satisfied and ready to stay here? Or you want to follow just a little bit further? Amen. Have you seen enough in the days gone by? Have you seen enough miracles in the days of yesterday that you can stand and say, oh, bless God, we saw it back then and that was sufficient? Or do you want to see a great outpouring? Do you want to see prophecies fulfilled? Do you want to see your promises fulfilled? Are you ready for God to come through for you? Amen. You're somewhere between the promise and a miracle, but your miracle is still on the way. Let's stand and worship the Lord today. I'm preaching to a church that's yet too quiet. I don't guess God's made you any promises. I guess God's saying, I'll fill you with the Holy Ghost now. The rest of it, you're on your own. See you around later sometime or another. Or is there somebody here, amen, that are ready to stand and testify? Nope. God's made me a promise, and I plan on staying until I see it come to pass. Staying isn't always just standing around. Hey, man, you're going to have to mean business with God. There was a time that Jesus departed from out of their sight. He disappeared. He vanished. Amen. If you're going to find him, amen, you're going to have to be alert. You're going to have to draw close to him. You're not going to be able to just skip away. You're not going to be able to just stay back on the periphery and expect to always be in tune with God. Amen. But if God has told you that he's going to save your children, my friend, I would be at the altar and I would be reminding him of it. God, I got a promise. I got a promise, God. You said that you would bring my children in. You said, God, that you would draw them. I know that they've got a choice. I know that they can choose to live for you or they can choose to not live for you. But God, I'm just simply asking you to get a hold of their heart. I'm asking you, God, to draw them. I'm asking you to move upon them. I'm asking you, God, to do whatever you've got to do to them to make them uncomfortable. But God, I want to see them saved. I want to see them saved. I want to see them saved. You can do the same thing with your lost loved ones. Amen. Any promise? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm encouraging somebody right now in the Holy Ghost. You have settled for something way less than God wants you to settle for. You're blaming yourself. You're making excuses. You didn't match up to what you thought you should have matched up. But God's word has not changed. God's been good to you. His promise is still yea and amen. That's the devil lying to you. And hope deferred has made you sick. But the devil's lied to you, and the devil said you're not good enough to get the promise. Devil said things have changed since the promise was made unto you. Time has changed. Other things have come to pass. Amen. Oh, amen. There's so many things that's wrong now. Amen. Oh, the devil is a liar, but God's not. God cannot lie. God will not lie. Somewhere between the promise and the miracle. Got to keep walking. Got to keep drawing close to Him. How do you draw close to Him? Through worship. Through praise. Hallelujah. If God's on the move, you need to be on the move. Oh, yes, 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 Jesus. Jesus.